I found one of the biggest blows to our esteem is a relationship conflict. I don't mean a relationship in business. I mean a relationship that's personal, with loved ones at home. Relationship conflicts are very difficult. Some blow over quickly, but some fester and stay around a long time, and they tend to undermine, as do money woes and money concerns, many other aspects of our lives. No matter where you are or what you're doing, when there's a relationship conflict, it always seems to nag at you. It's a real blow to self-esteem that you can't make it right. So they fester and they undermine us. Therefore, we better do something about it. Some things that happen in relationship conflicts that cause them are things like transference. And that is, psychologically, people transfer their anger. Someone could be upset with something you've done in the past, and they've never gotten it off their chest. They've never called you on it. They've never told you about it, or vice versa, of course, with you. Or it could be something in business. It could be something with a sibling. It could be something with another family member. And yet it's transferred to you. Consequently, what you're really looking at in those cases is this transference phenomenon where unhappiness elsewhere is being redirected to you. Why? Because you're convenient, because you're there. But if you check out for this, you can talk about it. You can explore it. You can see if it really is you or something else. Another kind of relationship problem psychologically is recency bias. And that occurs when somebody reacts to the last thing they're told. And so someone's good friend has told them that the vacation that you're going on really isn't as good as you think. Or somebody else has said, you know, you isn't it time that you got a new car? Or that your property isn't looking the way it should, or that your kids should be applying to a better school. And that's the last thing they hear, and they don't regard the source. They don't regard the validity of the source or how correct it is. So in talking about this, you use something called megatalk, and megatalk is talk about talk. Metatalk, that's M-E-T-A. I sound like that insurance commercial with frog and fraud. Metatalk, M-E-T-A. And metatalk is about determining what your talk is like. Is it honest? Is it sincere? Is it frequent? Is it relevant? And if you talk these things through, the way you talk to each other, you can resolve a lot of this relationship conflict. If you can't do it through metatalk, if you can't talk about the way you talk to each other and improve your communication, then get help. Get joint counseling. You can do that as a couple. You can do that as a family. But it's extraordinarily important because otherwise some relationship conflicts never disappear. They're either permanent or they are periodic based on this recency bias. And they will undermine everything you do and they will erode your esteem. Get help. Help yourself or get someone else to help you.